This is Morning Edition on KUAR 89.1. I'm Michael Hiplin. A committee will consider whether to remove a statue of former Senator J. William Fulbright from the Fayetteville campus of the University of Arkansas. Nearly 6,000 people have signed a petition calling for the removal of the statue because of his positions on civil rights. While the committee will eventually make a recommendation about the statue and whether to rename the Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences, the decision will ultimately be made by the UA System Board of Trustees. Among those pushing for the change is Lee Powell, director of the Delta Grassroots Caucus, who is also author of a biography on Fulbright. He spoke with me about the statue.
What we would suggest is moving the Fulbright statue to a museum that could be on the campus or at a nearby museum in Fayetteville, or to an indoor setting, for example, at the International Relations Institute. Because the problem with having the statue out at a entrance to the Fulbright College is that, first of all, there is no marker or signage explaining both the pluses and the minuses of his career. And everybody has to go by this, and clearly it is considered disrespectful by many students there. So if you were to place it indoors at some location, let's say a museum nearby, then people have the choice of going there. And I do believe that statues in general do not have great educational value. We ought to do some thinking about this. About the only value I could see is that if there is an educational marker explaining the pluses and minuses of Fulbright's career, his accomplishments in foreign policy, his much weaker civil rights record, that has some communications value.
Well, explain a little of what it is about his civil rights background that upsets you.
Well, he voted in favor of the Southern Manifesto, which was critical of the Brown decision. He did advise his fellow senators not to do this and not to give people in the South the impression that there was something they could do to overturn the Brown decision, which was the law of the land. But they basically made a few concessions to Fulbright, and he caved into them. So in the end, Fulbright's name was there with Strom Thurmond and Jim Eastland and the great majority of the Southern senators. So the private hand-wringing really didn't accomplish anything. In the 1957 Central High Crisis, he was in Great Britain and stayed there for quite a long time and was obviously trying to avoid the issue. And this was more than just a liberal versus conservative issue. This was, do you support the rule of law or not in the face of Governor Faubus's effort to obstruct the desegregation of Little Rock Central? He voted against the major civil rights bills. Now, to be fair, in the 40s and 50s, he could not have voted against voted with the liberals on civil rights and had any chance of keeping his post in the Senate. But by the late dates of 1964 and 1965, with those major civil rights bills, Arkansas was becoming more moderate. A year after the Voting Rights Act was passed, the moderate Winthrop Rockefeller was elected as governor, and things were beginning to change. Now, I think we need to be very careful here to be fair about this. Fulbright certainly should not be lumped along with Confederate traitors or Governor Faubus or George Wallace. And when things did begin to change, we see some changes, and along with the many concessions to the segregationists, by 1967, he voted in favor of Thurgood Marshall's elevation to the U.S. Supreme Court. In 1970, he voted for the extension of the Voting Rights Act. And most importantly, he played an absolutely crucial role in defeating President Nixon's nomination of the racist Harold Carswell to the Supreme Court. So what we're arguing for is let's be balanced about this. Fulbright has received tremendous honors. The Fulbright Scholarship Program that has given scholarships to 390,000 scholars in more than 160 countries, that's a great honor, and having that named after him, he has received many accolades in most of the scholarly literature and from famous people like John Kenneth Galbraith and Walter Lippmann. So we just feel like he doesn't need any more honors. And by the same token, let's have an educational campaign through speeches, through media coverage, which we're doing now, visiting lectures, for example, to the University of Arkansas, and let's educate people about both his greatness and his tragic flaw in civil rights. And the greatness includes the courageous opposition to Joe McCarthy throughout the early 1950s. At one point in 1954, he was the only member of the Senate to vote against Joe McCarthy for his witch hunts, which were smearing many loyal Americans with the false accusation that they were sympathetic to communism. Then he courageously advised President Kennedy not to go through with what became the fiasco of the Bay of Pigs invasion against Fidel Castro in Cuba. He became one of the key opponents of the Vietnam War. So we want to have an educational program. We would suggest we're not calling for tearing down the statue. We would suggest moving it to a much less prominent site on the campus where it doesn't offend a large number of people. But Fulbright was born in 1905. Let's be fair here. His views were certainly much better than most of the people of his age. But we're talking about a segregationist era, and it's time to move on to a new era. And if we're going to honor somebody, there's been a movement lately. Wiley Branton was an early black graduate of the University of Arkansas Law School who became a civil rights leader and, by the way, was a friend of Fulbright. And later in his career, Fulbright recognized Branton's advice on these key civil rights votes in the latter part of his career. So if we're going to honor somebody, how about Wiley Branton, the great black civil rights leader who was a University of Arkansas graduate?
President Trump has suggested, obviously not regarding Fulbright specifically, but others, that people are now trying to erase history.
Well, how much value do statues have as far as preserving the historical record? If they have a well-written, succinct marker explaining some of the history, that has some value. I've been to some historical sites where there's an informative marker, so that has some value. But educational efforts should focus on reading books, media coverage above all, looking at these issues in depth. And statues are really among the least valuable educational tools we have to preserve the historical record. So if you go to a museum with all sorts of different sites and artifacts, and often there are videos educating people, that has some value. Statues don't have a great deal of educational value, period.
Well, finally, have you gotten much feedback regarding being one of the voices calling for this change?
I have heard from both sides. Certainly, those who have a very strong view on civil rights are in agreement. And in fact, they might have wanted us to go even further and criticize Fulbright in general, which we absolutely are not doing. We think he is a man who had a lot of good in his record along with the flaws. And I'm also hearing from some others who say things along the lines, well, are you also going to call for throwing out Washington, Jefferson, and Lincoln? And no, we're not, but we think there's a distinction there. So I've heard about equally from both sides. It is a very controversial issue.
We still have a bust of Orville Faubus in the Capitol, or at least we did the last time I noticed it. Do you think that should also be moved or have an explainer?
There definitely ought to be a quite prominent marker stating his demagogical effort to block the desegregation of Central High. I would say it would be fine if it were removed, but certainly if we think it has some historical value, and you can do that with a marker that has some explanation about his the flaws in his record, you could keep it if you had an educational marker. I would hope that people like Daisy Bates and Wiley Branton would be more recognized for their civil rights record than a demagogue like Faubus.
That's Lee Powell, president of the Delta Grassroots Caucus. Lee, thanks for talking with me.
Okay, thanks so much.
You bet. This is KUAR 89.1.